ready when you are for the clap.
Ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Excuse me. Yeah, it was. It's definitely not an experience like I want to redo. I mean, 30 hours sucks, but you do that all the time in the Army when you have like CQ or staff duty, and even long patrols and stuff like that, especially if you're stuck in one area for a while, like a long-term mission, you still can rotate with others and get, a little 2-hour naps here and there. But I couldn't, like the same medications that have at times caused me to do nothing but sleep, did nothing, like no tiredness, and I was up for over 49 hours.
That's insane, man.
It was terrible.
Usually anything after 24-ish, the sleep after that is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like even when you finally get to sleep, it's just a very odd kind of sleep. It's not normal. You wake up, you don't feel right. You're like you said, your days are all mixed up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, man. Do you have any sense of sleep cycle right now? Like you don't have any kind of, even like people that work in nighttime, you know, sort of have a schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. I attempt to, make sure I go to the bedroom, no later than midnight, but anybody that's done like a sleep hygiene or sleep health class knows that after 45 minutes to an hour of trying to go to sleep, you're supposed to actually, if you don't, you're supposed to actually get up and leave the bedroom and go. You're not supposed to look at screens or anything because of blue light, but supposed to like read a book or something like that. And then try again, those same classes will try to tell you like one of the most important things is you train your brain to think that sleep is for, intimacy and, sleep. Your bed is for intimacy and sleep. And that's it. It should be for nothing else. So whenever you're in it, if you're not getting intimate, your brain should think, oh, okay, it's time to shut off for the day and go to sleep. But ever since November, mine hasn't worked right, and the medication's just, I don't know if they're a contributing factor or what, but yeah, ever since November, I've just watched my sleep cycle deteriorate to whatever fucking mess it is today. But I know we started off dreary because it is a Monday morning, but let's try to kick that to the curb and say good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Brian.
And what is, I got a curiosity. Did you like drive-in theaters as a kid?
Never went to one.
Never went to one? No, so you've never been to one ever?
I've never been to one.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Jeez. Well, it's kind of hard to go to them today. There's just slightly over 300 left across the entire country. And I can tell you what it was like in the 90s and of course the early to mid 90s, because by then they were dying out as digital projectors, indoor theaters were getting so much better. I have experienced both the old-fashioned speaker on the post, and you had to roll down the doors, and you could windows, and you could bring the little speaker on, and you could like hang it on something in your car. I've experienced the one where you couldn't move the speaker; it was like permanently attached to that post, so you literally had to roll down the windows just so you could hear it. And I've experienced the one where they broadcast it over an open FM channel. Of course out of all the best, the broadcast through an FM channel is like the best sounding, and then you can, you know, turn it up and be as loud as you want. But even then, it's still comes with the things that make FM terrible compared to, say, the high definition audio from satellite radio. You know, terrestrial issues have background sounds and stuff like that. So, and then of course all of the projectors deal with, you know, lighting deals with, you know, it can be a really shitty fucking movie experience. Like the people I know that have good memories of it usually don't remember the movies they were watching, because they were in some sort of stereotype of the fucking 1970s, 1980s and making out with their girlfriend or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But with the coronavirus, they've actually seen a bit of a resurgence. And like I said, there's like 300 some odd out there. A lot of them still don't have the world's best projectors. I'm not sure if there's any that have figured out a way to do rear projection, like in an enclosed space, which would give you a better picture than front projection. City lights and all that can really mess with it. Let me ask you this: if you had one within 30 minutes of your town, would you go try it out?
Oh yeah, I'd definitely try it out. There was in the mid 90s, I lived in North Carolina, and there was this dollar theater. It was a regular theater, but
yeah,
you know, 99-cent movies, and I'm no bullshit, went probably 3 or 4 times a month. I mean, we went constantly. Oh, yeah. So yeah, love films. I've just never really been around a drive-in one. And I mean, the only stuff I really know about, obviously, what you see in the movies and, you know, Monster Squad, for instance.
Yes.
I like where he could sit on his roof.
And that one leaves
say
you
Twister.
Yeah.
But Roger Corman, I've seen a lot of interviews with him over the years, and he, you know, he talks about, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, the way, you know, the way we release films today is not the same as it always has been. You know, they used to, you would have markets, and you would have some films that would run the drive-in market in certain parts of the country. And so there was a lot of money being made, you know, years ago in the drive-in business. They were relatively low cost to maintain, and they made a bulk of their money on food. You know, it was a lot of food options. So
Yeah,
it's cool that, you know, there's some positive coming out of everything going on. A business is doing well.
I think there's a novelty to it. Like I said, if they could figure out how to get the proper what's the word I'm looking for? Dimensions done, the projection scale, and build in some sort of box to keep light out. You could probably make a halfway decent rear projection screen. And of course the broadcast technology is a lot better. What would be even better is if they offered both a Bluetooth and an FM. So like you could, I don't know how, if Bluetooth can be used that way, like how many transmitters they would need or whatever. But I figure there's some ways to get some better audio quality. But man, I just, we're basically the same age and had the same like upbringing. It's hard to believe you never went to one.
Never once. I know. Yeah, it's just one of not because I didn't, you know, want to, just literally never had the opportunity.
I think most of the ones I've been to were out in California, different times living there and visiting family that lived there.
You said there's over 300 still in
operation.
The LA, that's sort of surprising.
the LA Times did a piece on it a few days ago and was talking about how they're coming back. Not all of them are able to show like brand new movies. They're like dirt theaters, dollar theaters, whatever you want to call it. You and I both grew up on military bases, and the theaters on military bases used to always be the like $1. They'd get movies like 4 months after they had already hit the general theaters. And yeah, you still had popcorn and candy that they made money off of. But what sucked is it was usually such a huge theater because it was usually also an auditorium for like briefings, awards. If you lived on a base that did like AIT, they'd use the same space for graduations, ceremonies and stuff. So the seating wasn't stadium. It was traditional and it was always huge and projectors. I don't know. I've become such a audiovisual like what's the word I'm looking for? Not Scrooge.
Snob. Or?
Snob. Yeah. Like I don't like compression, so I don't like if I wanted to watch Avengers Endgame, even though it's on Disney Plus. I'm going to watch my Blu-ray instead. Like I'll physically get up and put on the Blu-ray just because I know even their 4K version of it, I'm doing air quotes that nobody can see. it's compressed. And if you did a side by side, most people, if you could do it side by side with switching the audio, you'd hear the difference. And see the difference, but if you never see it or hear it side by side, most people don't notice it, but I do. So, for me, I like the basically all screens these days in a theater are digital. Man, do you remember when those first started hitting the market, the digital screen?
I do.
and how nice of them, and they always charged more for it.
I just remember
a regular screen room. They just took out the old projector and put in a digital one.
I remember when stadium seating came in, and because I remember seeing the first Spider-Man, and it was packed, and I was in a seat where I could not see the full screen because of the guy sitting in front of me. Mm-hmm. and I, you know, those days, you think back, you're like, man, it was a horror. It was such a pain in the ass. I was here.
Were you with me? Because it was me, you, Ian, and Larry.
I didn't
watch it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not the first Spider-Man. No.
Oh, okay.
That was the third.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that first one, I remember seeing it with some of our friends, at least Ian and Larry. We ended up seeing it in H-Town.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, that was not me.
Okay. Couldn't remember if you were with us on that one. Oh man, yeah. Anyways, so they're making a resurgence, and they are all across the country: New York, Pennsylvania, California, Missouri, Virginia. Look around, ladies and gentlemen. And unless your state is incredibly stupid and has a very, very dictatorish type governor that won't even let you go from your own house to your vacation home, you should be able to go out to a... Oh, yeah, that's real, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to say who or which side of the aisle, but you can look it up. They really, you cannot go from your regular home that you live in regularly and go to your vacation home. I don't know how they really enforce that, but whatever. Yeah, but check it out. And Brian, I'm not sure about your current state, but I think Georgia had some, because I remember a buddy of mine, Zach Sparks, because we knew his older brother, but Zach was a few years behind us. He had talked about going to one either in Georgia or South Carolina. When he was my comic book guy, so
yeah, I believe Georgia does have some.
Yeah, well, man, put it on the bucket list. Yeah. On to other things, because I've pretty much ran the gamut. Is that the proper turn of phrase? Ran the gamut on fucking drive-in theaters. Guardians of the Galaxy 4. In your heart of heart, mind of minds, did you ever think that would actually happen?
You mean three or four?
No, a four.
Four. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You thought so? Well, hate to disappoint you, but in a AMA on I'm not sure if it was in Instagram or Reddit. Because the screen looks like something that would be Instagram. There you go. This is from Screen Rant. James Gunn said, in response to somebody that said that he had once said he would never do a 2, what'd you think about doing a 4? He said, I absolutely never said I wouldn't do a volume 2, as I planned to do a trilogy from the beginning if the first one worked. I have no plans to do a fourth. Marvel apparently has no plans to do a fourth, but then again, never say never, because the first person to get a fourth film is fucking Thor, and yeah, that's not what I ever really expected. What do you take for that? Do you think Marvel might do one on their own if this one is really good? Reboot the team. I mean, what do you think the future is after three? And then we'll talk a little bit about three.
I mean, it comes down to so many factors. James Gunn himself has a creative type, you know, somebody who he doesn't want to be shackled to one franchise for the rest of his career. So mm-hmm. I could see him saying, you know what, I got a trilogy in mind. I'll knock it out. Bam. I mean, he's doing Suicide Squad right now. So he's already off sort of doing his own thing or doing something different. So, yeah, I definitely could see him not wanting to be stuck, if you will, to one franchise. Now, as far as Disney, no, it depends on the stories and how this thing ends. You have a lot of really good characters. Now, whether or not and the Guardians brand itself, I think, like, as you said, you could reboot the team. You could change it up. It's similar to the Avengers, and you could change it up and have a whole new direction. Do another three films with, you know, different characters, maybe one or two remaining. So do I think it'll be absolutely the last Guardians film? No, probably not. But yeah, I could completely respect him wanting to tell a story and get out.
Cool. Yeah. I tend to think about the rebooting it with a new team, not like saying that the other stuff that didn't happen, it's the MCU, but
there's so many other characters that have been in Guardians over the years. You know, I've read it, you know,
oh, this isn't even the original team from the comics, you know,
and there's a lot of, I mean, that I could think of two or three right now that you could build the team around, you know, easy.
Go ahead.
You know, your Adam Warlock, your Quasar, Moondragon. I mean, that alone, Jack Flagg was on the team for a while. There's a lot of different characters that had decent runs in the cosmic stuff with the Guardians. And each of those characters I name have interesting histories, backstories, and you know, any of them could be a leader even. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said Adam Warlock, right?
Yes.
Yeah. he was teased. It's a good way to segue into three, I guess. I think everybody's planning on Adam Warlock being at least a part of three. James Gunn in the same question and answering session said that we can expect a death. Some people have I don't remember if he said this was going to be Rocket's movie at some point, but I do know word on the street is that this one's going to be a very Rocket heavy movie. And I think that's probably the death that would hurt the worst. Would you agree?
I would completely agree.
Do you
Rocket,
think
Rocket, hands down, would be the most painful if you were to kill him.
Do you think that's who he's going to kill, or do you think someone else?
It's tough. And also, I would question... I mean, I think he has a... he's liked James Gunn. And he has a little freedom, definitely. But Disney also, you know, what's Rocket doing in the merch?
Would they let him kill Rocket? It's a good question.
So I think that's a question. I think a safe one that would also hurt would be like a Drax. You know, Drax would be, you know, tough, but you could do it and it wouldn't, you know, it'd be okay. Rocket would be the one with the most weight, though, if they were to do it.
Yeah. Groot, he's already died once, and we know that he can grow back, so that kind of takes some away. Nebula, I don't think that would carry any real weight. Drax, like you said, people like him, and they'd be like, oh, that sucked. This is already not the prime Gamora, if she's even a part of volume 3. Do you really want Gamora to come back? I like the character, but I don't really know if I want to spend Guardians 3 the search for Gamora. Do you?
No. I really think if I had one, you know, we've discussed this. You take away some of the weight of the sacrifice, or not sacrifice, the murder. Of the character, that's, you know, it's been done. And even like Star-Lord, if you killed him, I wouldn't believe you. You know what I mean? This is, I keep saying it with Robert Downey Jr. You know, I'm like, sure, Tony's dead, but I don't buy it. and that's you know, that comes from years of reading comics.
Yeah.
And main characters never stay gone. No, you know?
Not for long, and with a multiverse,
Loki.
Anything is I mean, multiverse and time travel. Let's
really examine that, those two, the Endgame. You know, we had two characters killed, Loki and Gamora, and then obviously a Black Widow. Two of them are back.
Already are back.
And Black Widow, I mean, not back as far as we know, but, you know, we're getting a, you know, prequel.
And Vision's coming back.
Yeah, I forgot.
In his show. So literally, because of the multiverse and time travel, right now, the only dead people are Tony. And that's it. Heimdall.
Yeah.
Heimdall's dead.
Thanos, I guess.
Thanos is, because both of his versions. So unless somebody goes to yet another timeline, Thanos is, I never want to see him come back. Really?
No, they told the story. It's good.
He's good and dead. Three. I really don't want the search for Gamora. I want Adam Warlock, and I want to set him up for some cosmic stuff. Do you remember back when it was rumored? I don't think it was ever confirmed, but before the whole Disney firing of James Gunn, they were talking about, you know, going really cosmic after phase three was over with, and James Gunn would kind of be like the overseer of the cosmic stuff. And that was exciting at first, but now you look at the slate and you're like, where's all of the cosmic stuff?
Well, I think what happened was they sat back and realized that they were looking at the mutant stuff. I think that's what really held it up. You know, they're like, okay, we got this whole other franchise essentially that we got to absorb. They're looking at what Sony's doing. It's like, all right, they got this vampire shit happening. they got stuff. So we're going to bring Blade in, and maybe we'll go and do some of that stuff. So I think, you know, certain things shifted that conversation. Plus there was that period where James Gunn was no longer employed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they you know, that may have also, you know, slowed it down.
I personally, and tell me what you would think about this. After phase four is done, after phase four is finished and the slate of films that we expect to be coming and that we know are coming, like all of that's finished, what if we did kind of go cosmic for everything except for at least one phase or a few years, except for stuff dealing with the mutants, like the only like Earth, maybe a sprinkling of like if they extended Spider-Man or something I don't know who else Doctor Strange 3 or something like that, besides like a sprinkling of the past characters. What if we had just X-Men movies dealing with stuff here on Earth, like an X-Men 1 followed by the next year an X-Force film followed by the next year something X-Factor, maybe fucking something with Madro and Layla. That'd Miller be awesome. Would be fucking awesome. And then we get an X-Men 2, and then we kind of get their X-Men crossover event against Onslaught. That's who I want to see. That's like my dream big like finisher. And then all of the other films that are taking place, besides, like I said, a sprinkling of a few Earth-bound heroes, was cosmic, and we had a cosmic Avengers thing to kind of mix with the mutants going against some big bad. I don't want it to be Apocalypse. Hopefully they don't, because it's already been done. But you know, Mr. Sinister could be involved with some of this stuff, but it like leads up to Onslaught or something. What do you think about splitting it up that way and giving the mutants like a lot of time to shine?
I like that, and I think that might even be the case. You know, I really think, you know, there's a lot of money there with the mutants and a lot of characters. I mean, there's so many characters that they never even really did anything with. I mean, I'm still in shock that they avoided Gambit as much as they did. I'm like, really? He was literally one of the top characters of the 90s.
Fucking seven primary films, and he's in one side movie.
Yeah,
not so, in a single of the primary films. Dracula become a vampire?
Yes. Yeah. Dracula is a character in their world, and he ties into a lot of mutant stories. So, you know, even bringing up some of that Blade stuff, there's a lot of Blade mutant storylines that exist. So I don't really know exactly what they're going to do. I think Fantastic Four is going to be a big piece of it all as well.
Do you want them to be more earthbound or cosmic bound?
I think it'd be nice to, I don't know, you could go either way. I don't really know. I mean, they have the flexibility to do both.
Go ahead.
Do we know what Thor is going to be? I haven't read anything. Is Thor going to be on Earth a lot, or is it not going to be on Earth as much?
I'm guessing it's not. I mean, I would guess that he's either going to be traveling some of the other realms here on the primary timeline, or looking for a planet for his people is what I guess. Mm. This is going to mostly be, and I don't know.
And I bring up Thor because that's, I believe, the furthest film in the timeline so far that we know is coming. So what is Thor going to set up?
Yeah, because let me see if you're
or is it Black? It might be Black Panther. I can't remember.
No, MCU release.
I don't remember.
Timeline. Let's see here. What have we got coming out?
Everything got moved.
Okay, so in order of what's coming out, Black Widows, The Eternals, both which we know is a prequel, and Eternals will cover a lot of time, apparently. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, no idea when that's going to take place. Untitled Spider-Man film, that should be furthest along, followed by Doc Strange, which it's dealing with the multiverse, so it could be all over the place. And then Thor Love and Thunder would be the furthest along when it hit, I would say.
And then they have confirmed Black Panther and Marvel, right?
Yeah, Black Panther, yeah. Captain Marvel, and Blade, Guardians, all...
That's 2022 and beyond, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm curious what they're going to do with Captain Marvel. Because you could do two ways with her. You could either have her stuck on Earth and sort of leading a S.H.I.E.L.D. type Avengers thing, or you could go the opposite, and since they've never established Nova, mm-hmm. Have her fill that role, sort of cosmic defender.
We need a Nova.
Oh, I want a Nova, but they've been not doing anything with it.
It is kind of shocking that here we are. We've had Captain Marvel and the Guardians of the Galaxy films and the Thor films, and we have yet in 23 films with those characters existing. We have not seen Nova or Adam Warlock. Yeah,
the Warlock was the one. I mean, well, Nova is such a major cosmic character.
Yeah.
You know, key to the Annihilation. And then you take Adam Warlock was instrumental in the whole Infinity Gauntlet thing.
I am seriously, and I know some people. This might be kind of blasphemy. I'm actually really happy that they didn't use Adam Warlock in the Infinity War or Endgame, and I'm glad that they didn't have Gamora steal the glove at the end of Infinity War and end up using it, and then we have to work together with it. Like, I'm very pleased with the way it went. Do you have any feelings on that?
I absolutely didn't have an issue with it not following the story, you know, completely, but mm-hmm. I did have an issue with Warlock. It was just weird to me. You've teased his existence. He's a very important character in the cosmic realm and all that, and then you just, my only guess is they just really didn't know what to do with him.
What do you think is, because if he is a part of three, what do you think it's going to be? He breaks out and is immediately fractured, and it's his dark side is out there causing havoc, and that's who the Guardians go against. They find some broken shell of a Adam Warlock.
That's the storyline that it should lead to. But you know, here's a character that's super insanely powerful, has cosmic ties, has magic ties. He's in all that shit. And so maybe they just thought he was overpowered. Maybe that was part of it.
Maybe.
And if they were going to do him properly,
there have been magic users in the Guardians.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, that was. I just thought it was weird that he wasn't. I was completely okay with the whole death thing sort of being cut out. Even though I enjoy it a lot in the comics, I get it why they didn't do it, but
it's kind of hard to do that one. And Death is an interesting character. Is a difficult character to do.
And it would have switched them. I really enjoyed his motivation.
Oh, yeah.
In the films where it was different in the comics. So
it made his actions so much more weighted. Especially Gamora's murder, like you said, it really brought his shit in his mind into clear view, and that's why, and how cocky he is when he's like, that's fulfillment, or that's destiny, or whatever, when he sees himself, his future self, being killed, or that's destiny fulfilled, and his whole I am inevitable thing. And when he finally does sit down after watching his army turn to dust, and he sits down and he finally just has to accept it. Now he has failed, and not only that, but in his mind, he's failed twice, because he failed his planet of Titan, and then he feels the failure of this. And it's, even though he's a bad guy, and especially in the second end game, he's to tells Captain America, I'm gonna tear, I'm gonna enjoy destroying your planet. And then they made him more interesting than he was in that first Infinity stories in the comics, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. They didn't. It was many years later, actually, in the last several, that they've really dove into his past with little mini series, sort of fleshing out his backstory. Which were, I can't remember the name of this. It was, I think it was just called like Thanos, Son of Titan, or some shit. But really good stories that explore it. But like you said, as far as the original, I was really happy with what the movies did.
Yeah, same here. Well, appreciate you being on the show I don't know if it's going to be wonderful yet. It's just a Monday morning. So, thank you, so much for being on the show. And, Brian, you do some internet things. What do you do? Where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube. The channel is Pulp Mythos. That's one word, PULPMYTHOS, and currently reviewing Westworld.
Very cool. You guys can find me at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. And FYI, we will be celebrating 1 year of this show on the 20th of May. So make sure you subscribe so you guys can catch that fun episode. I will be joined by the original and usual co-host Jammer, as well as Brian and Christine will all be on here just to kind of talk geekiness in general and some of our favorite topics of the show and stuff. So yeah, look for that May 20th. Alrighty then. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.